We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Head coach Kelly Miller Phillips joining us. I shouldn't just say Ball State Women's Volleyball, defending Mid-American Conference champion.
That's
Ball State,
like,
Women's Volleyball.
Yeah, make sure you get that in there.
In fact, and I know this for a fact. I don't even have to do any research on this. I know it's true. This will be the longest serving tenure of any single Mid-American Conference Volleyball championship team in history.
Yeah, make sure that we put that on all the stats. We don't need the asterisks. Yeah.
No single championship has lasted longer than this one.
We'll make sure to really soak that in.
Should go on your recruiting materials.
True.
You'll be the only 18-month champions in the history of the league.
That's a great nugget. I'll make sure to tell our recruiting coordinator that today.
What's it been like for you guys?
You know, things have been really positive. We've been able to get back into the gym, work with the team, and it's been such a blessing. You just forget how much you enjoy just being in the gym with them and getting to coach and seeing them get better. I know they just have missed just the atmosphere and being able to be a teammate and communicate with one another. And it's been unique. I mean, certainly we have to do things differently. And, you know, you're trying to figure out this balance of, okay, don't give high fives, but we want to celebrate. I mean, there's just a lot of moving parts to it. But the girls have been doing a great job. Our staff's been doing a great job of just going with the punches. And I think that's a real key to this time, is just being adaptable, being flexible every day. Something different is coming up, and so just your ability to be resilient in that, and the girls so far have been great.
You guys win a conference championship last year off of the backs of, you have 9 freshmen?
Correct.
So you had 9 freshmen, you still win a MAC championship, but that being said, you graduate your starting middle, you graduate your setter, you graduate your bro. Mm-hmm. So you've got some major holes to fill. Is there, especially without a spring, some sort of blessing in disguise of you guys being able to figure out who you are now this fall before you guys play in the spring?
Well, I think so. I mean, it's nice. We've had only 3 people on the entire roster that have ever completed a spring season. So everybody else has never even went through any kind of off-season training. And so just our ability for us to get back and get touches, compete again. And yeah, of course you're going to, Kate Avila is a huge hole to fill. Sydney Van Beek, Amber Seaman, those are just huge gaps. And it's not going to be just one man replacing him. And we've talked a lot about that, is collectively we've got to replace their production. And again, I think everybody's up for the challenge, but from our coaching staff's perspective, it's really awesome to be able to use this additional couple months here this fall to take steps so that we know we're as prepared as we can be when the season starts, whenever the season starts in the spring. And we just take it a day at a time.
What's the roster impact that all of this has for you? Is it like, if could you get Kyle Holder in the spring, and then if you wanted again in the fall?
Correct.
So you could get a sixth free year out of, or a fifth, I don't know what the math works out to, but basically a free year out of some of your seniors.
Yes. Well, and Kaya's our only senior. She's our only senior. And so that is something that we're navigating, and she's trying to figure out getting into grad school, and there's moving parts that are out of her control with that. Certainly, I mean, she's playing, we just talked the other day, her absolute best volleyball. And we've been in the gym a couple weeks. And that's one of the things we've talked about. Man, you just want to make sure when you're on the rise, the last thing you want to do is end it early.
Right.
And so, but it's not as easy as that. You know, there is an academic component. There is grad school. There is figuring out how that's going to work together. And so hopefully for us, she's able to come back, but at the same time, we understand that, you know, her academics and her career are really important too.
Right.
And we want to make sure to do what's best for her ultimately.
It's one of those cool things with a kid like that. Meg Starling, I think, would fall in that same scenario where you spend 60% of their career building them into the thing that you only get for a third of their career, and now you get an extra piece of that potentially as you've built someone like her. It's like, oh, okay, bonus volleyball here. Yeah. And, I mean, maybe it's just because I haven't stood next to her in a while, but, like, when she was lifting last week and I took some film with them for, you know, recruiting purposes, like, she, and I mean this in a good way, like, she is huge. Like, she is in great shape. She is jacked and is presumably in the best shape of her career, despite the fact that you guys haven't been able to work out the way you want to.
I think she has committed herself in every way to being the best player that she could be. So throughout quarantine, it was no doubt in my mind that she was out there working, finding whatever way she could to get better. And she's certainly in great physical shape. And I know she's one of those people, she wanted to set the tone with the rest of the group. We have to come back whenever that is and be ready to go. And I think she absolutely role modeled that behavior. And she looks in great shape. She is playing in great shape. She's able to just jump and jump and jump. And then that makes a huge difference. And I think it set the tone also for the underclassmen of, you know, being ready. When your number is called, be ready and do everything you can nutritionally, physically, stretching-wise, just keeping the body mobile. And she's done a great job of that, and I know we'll continue to do so. And that's what her major is. You know, she's into the physical fitness, and you can tell it reigns with her very well.
You've never in your life had a volleyball season where you have not had to feed freshmen by a fire hose when you've played, when you've coached, whenever. What's it like for you now as a head coach to get in a freshman class where I'm sure there are some that you're saying, well, these can contribute, and now you get to indoctrinate them into the ways of the program and get them some confidence and kind of have an actual season where you can take some time moving them in. How does that change things for you?
That has been an interesting challenge, I will say, and not just for the freshmen, but for a whole group of just figuring out, kind of rewiring our brain of how to approach this off season. Because typically, like you said, we are going in 2 weeks, we're playing matches. So, you know, we've had consistently over the last 4 years had a schedule, you know exactly what you're going to do every practice, kind of have it mapped out, and then you kind of reverse the wheel. And as much as we want to plan, there are still things way out of our control. And so every day, like I said, there's something changing. There's something shifting in what we're allowed to do and how we're allowed to do it. And so I think what the approach that I've been taking is just one day at a time, making sure we're where we need to be.